Your mind throws out so many possibilities. Often it's confusing for you. You can't discern between the different possibilities you have created. This is the path you have chosen. But a uniform pattern exists within this. Although it seems it doesn't to you. You are taught to believe that it's one way, when in fact it is the complete opposite. Your conditioning will prevent your development. It will hinder it. It will slow it down. You have to learn how to separate the two. You have to learn how to apply one against the other. It's a positive and a negative. You have the capability to do this. You will always be drawn back to your conditioning as a safety zone, as a safety net. Your own insecurity will bring you back time and time again to your conditioning. Your own fear. You will repeat this process many times until you are fully aware it is but a process. Persevere. Experience. Emotions. Or energy, frequencies, or energy. They can be applied however you choose to apply them or however you don't choose to apply them. Very few are aware of this in the realm that you exist in. Do not fear for the future. It is pointless. It is a relentless exercise and a pointless exercise. The future is already written. There are less than you think. You are in one world of which there are many. One process of many processes. You choose. Dig deep for your answers. For they lie within you. So many distractions. You are hearing what you want to hear. You are hearing what you need to hear. There's no point to go into extensive detail of quantum physics, autonomy, and things that will only confuse you. It is much simpler than that for you. Learn how your emotional state is driven, how it's created. How it has a cause and an effect on everything. Its origin. Its reason. There's no point trying to run before you walk. The desire to know everything can hinder you. It is a stage by stage process. But there is no question that cannot be answered. All the answers lie within. Do not pay so much attention to what is occurring now on this realm. It is part of the same thing, but only a part. A small part. A small part of your potential. What you think has enormous importance really is insignificant. You interpret this with your mind. You have to step out of your mind and feel the emotion. Know what it is. Understand the energy it creates. Understand what to do with that energy, how to direct it, how to manipulate it. It is really not as complicated as you think it is. Your mind will create many distractions for you. It has been designed that way. Try and understand yourself more. More than you understand others. You have a skill that you can understand others. But it's not important to understand others. It's important to understand yourself. They are the same. It is the same thing. You would say, faith can move mountains. It surely can. It can also create them. Remember, you are not unusual. You are not different than anybody else. Being aware is not different. We're all the same. Your realization of that is what is important. That is awareness. Many are not aware. Doesn't mean they don't possess the inner wisdom. They just don't know how to access it. They don't even know where it is. Their soul is of an equal measure as is yours. You ask me where I am from. I am from the same place as you, as we all are. There is only one source. When you are asking the questions, I am answering the questions. That's the reason I am here. Ask with sincerity, and anyone can get the answer. How many are asking? Not as many as you think. They are not lost. They merely don't ask. It's not as complicated as you think it is. With your conditioned imagination, you have a highly formed imagination, which is often confusing for you. Exaggerated and distorted. Confusing. Try not to enter this position. You have to control your ego. Don't allow your ego to control you. This is really basic. Basic understanding. There's much more. Do not unlock your Pandora's box and unleash it on the world and think that you will have no consequences from these actions. It's common sense. But there is no good and there is no bad. There only is. Remember, this is only experience. Oh, Philip.